Great job, girls. But I'd like to welcome everyone in this morning. This is homecoming week at Clay County High School, and came over and spoke to the principal, Ms. Melissa White, and asked her, you know, if they wanted to come up this week and do a little bit of talking about homecoming, all the activities and stuff going on. And she said that they were kind of busy over here and they didn't know where they could get away. I said, well, if homecoming can't come to the courthouse, we'll take the courthouse down for homecoming. And Ms. White is sitting here with me this morning, and as soon as we take a little short commercial break here, we'll come back and we'll start our conversation talking about our homecoming. I believe, which homecoming is this? Crowning of how many numbers?
We think it's number 63.
Number 63, the homecoming queen here at what is now Clay County High School. And does that go back to the old Clay County High School or just from the beginnings of Salina High School?
It goes back to 1954. Salina High School tradition.
Okay, so that's all right. We'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. It's indeed a pleasure to be here this morning. As I said, we're here at Clay County High School, and we're sitting on the stage that I guess it's in the cafeteria here.
Cafetorium, I guess we'd call it.
The cafetorium. That may be a new word. And we're here, and occasionally you may hear an announcement. There may be a bell go off, maybe a door slam. Like I said, we'll have all kinds of auxiliary sounds maybe this morning, but hopefully you're going to enjoy this morning's show. We have, like I said, we've got the principal, assistant principal, is going to give us a little history background, and we've got some faculty members that were former queens back a couple of years ago, and then also we've got some of the young ladies from this year that are participating in the activities here. But before we get into that, I guess we need to remind everyone that this program comes to you each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock here on WVFB 101.5 Kix Country, and it's made possible by the good sponsors here in Clay County and also through the help of the Clay County Chamber and the Three Star Program. And we really appreciate all of our sponsors, and we hope that you'll get out and patronize them. And also, I want to remind everyone that every Thursday here we give away a Dairy Queen ice cream cake for the lucky winner from the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Like I said, we have bailed. I think that is that like a submarine where they're getting ready to dive? I'm not real sure. But
that's how the students feel about it, I'm sure.
But I hope you enjoy this morning's show. We thought we would try this and, you know, add a little bit of novelty and change to our normal format. But we'll still be doing our birthday and anniversary club here along about halfway through the program. We'll read off our list of names, and we'll have a drawing. And we'll remind you that you can become eligible for this if you'll call 243-5574, and you'll get an answering machine and speak slowly, clearly. And it's a good idea if you'll mention the name of the person you're wishing to celebrate twice. Sometimes I can't hear it the first time, so if you'll just take your time and not forget, and when you get through ready to quit the message, just mention their name again. Okay, now we've got some housekeeping out of the way. I've got Miss White and Mr. Strong here with me this morning, and I think Miss White is going to tell us what's been going on this week during homecoming, maybe give us a little history on it, and there's no telling where we may wander off. Miss White, if you would.
Oh, very happy that you're here with us today, Mr. Watson. It's very nice of you to bring the facilities to us instead of us having to come to you. And happy to be on the stage, but you will hear some extra noises, like the Coke man just came in to load the machine, so we don't know if you'll hear that or not, but we want you to be aware that we're never, ever idle here, even in the cafeteria when you think there's no one around. But we do celebrate homecoming the entire week at Clay County High School, and all of us that graduated from Salina High School or Clay County High School have in mind what homecoming is supposed to be like, but it's always transitioning and changing and growing and developing into something a little bit different. Some things stay the same, some things are different. What we do now is a spirit week, and that includes lots of different activities that are points-based because our students are very motivated by points and the class competition. That culminates this afternoon with homecoming games and a pep rally. But throughout the week, we've been having dress-up days that classes earn points for, depending on the percentage of students that are dressed for those days. We've had a wall competition, and I'd like to announce that sometime this morning who won our spirit wall competition, where each class was designated a certain area of the school to decorate for homecoming. Of course, that wasn't done during class. If you know me much as a principal, we don't skip much class for such things as that.
Golly, Miss White, something has changed since 1962, and even while I was teaching, we just basically shut school down homecoming week, and everybody went out to Mr. Mack's shop or to somewhere on campus, and we built floats, and we didn't have no school, but we learned building trades that week and how to stuff napkins and chicken wire.
I was an expert myself. I'm going to give my age away. I graduated in 1983, and I don't remember very much class the week of homecoming. I remember sore fingers from chicken wire and napkins. And also, I was just telling my assistant principal the other day that we had such a trust factor even in 1980s that I could go into the office and tell the principal that I was going down to downtown to work on a window at a business because windows used to be done by the classes. And he'd say, okay, we'll see you later.
And we actually built floats out in various people's garages and basements. I don't know how many, some years we would have maybe 8, 10, 12, 15 floats that we actually constructed and, like I said, filled with napkins in. It was really a fun time when really education per se shut down there for a week. But now
there wasn't much state testing then, Mr. Watts.
Well, yeah, we got to take care of these state tests.
We must.
Okay, getting back online.
Well, and then of course the big event is tomorrow. The homecoming parade is at 1:30. It'll leave the campus of Clay County High School at 1:30. We're excited to welcome Hermitage Springs School here to watch that with us. The parade route is the traditional route. After leaving campus, it crosses the river into the city of Salina, turns right at the jail onto Williamson Street, continues on Williamson Street all the way to Mitchell Street, turns left, goes to Salina K-8 through the campus of Salina K-8 so the children are safe, exits Salina K-8, proceeds up to Pitcock Lane, so that the nursing home residents can have a first-hand view. Again, goes into the campus of the nursing home, comes back out, goes onto Highway 53, turns left onto Brown Street, goes back into town, turns right on East Lake Avenue, all the way up to back to Highway 53 again. And if you haven't seen it enough, you can catch it again at the top of Highway 53, all the way back to the old high school campus.
You want to repeat that?
No, thank you for not asking me to. I barely could get it right once.
Very good. Okay.
And I would note too that we do have a football game tomorrow night. That's sort of important, isn't it, Coach Strong?
That's true. That's true. It's all based around that.
And our homecoming festivities are all pregame now. That's something else that's different from when all of us were in high school, including Mr. Strong. He's a young whippersnapper, but even then we were doing some of it at halftime. Everything's pregame now, so we encourage everyone to join us at 6:30. Tomorrow night on the football field.
And that will be, that usually takes how long usually?
We really have it down to a science, 15 to 20 minutes.
And you get all of that done? Do we still get the football captain get to kiss someone during all this?
Well, you know, the kissing's always a topic of conversation. That's really between the captains and the queens.
I knew that. But that...
It's not like it was in the 70s and 80s, though, Mr. Watson. I guarantee you that.
Yeah. Well, you know, some things you don't really need to go back to, I guess.
Not really.
Okay, let's take a little short break here and work in a couple of commercials, and we'll come back, and we'll continue with this. We haven't got any winners or anything yet, though, have we?
I could announce the Spirit Wall competition.
Okay, all right, we'll do that here in a few minutes. But right now, let's take a little short break and get in a couple of words from some of our great sponsors here.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back, everyone. We're definitely coming to you today live and in living color on your radio dial here. I'm looking, look behind me. We've got a football field laid out here on the stage. We got all kinds of signs. I think that's part of the competition?
It is part of the competition. You see the senior display and the junior display on this stage.
We've got a neat football field set up here on stage, and I think Miss White said that she would be announcing the winner of that in just a little bit. Miss White, have you got anything else you want to touch on for a few minutes?
I just want to touch on how wonderful the students have been this week. We do run a fairly tight ship, and I'm not apologetic about that, honestly. I'm not, because I think the students need structure. And I think that's part of our success, along with the fantastic faculty and fantastic students. But our children, as I call them, have been wonderful this week. They've been very participatory and very enthusiastic. I wish you could be around this afternoon for our games and pep rally.
Okay, and we might as well throw a plug in there, too, that we are one of the best high schools in the state of Tennessee. We have Reward School. I don't know how many were chosen last year, but there weren't very many, and we were one of them, weren't we?
Yes, and actually that's the two previous years prior to last year. With the testing controversy, we'll call it, there are no Reward Schools from last year, but we feel like we were as well prepared as anyone.
And we used to have a thing called value added. When you get to be the best, how do you add value?
Well, you just keep growing every student. That's all we try to do.
You know, there is always room for growth.
Always.
Perfection is probably not going to be reached in our generation.
Not with every student. But it's perfection for each student, actually, if we can just grow.
Okay. Have you got anything else about that, or you want to...
Let's talk more about homecoming.
Okay. And you're going to turn the mic over to...
Mr. Daniel Strong, the assistant principal and assistant coach. As many of you know, because you've listened to Mr. Watson and Mr. Strong before, he's conducted an extensive research into the history of the football program at Salina High School / Clay County High School, and therefore he knows all about the homecoming queens and football queens.
All right. Mr. Strong?
I don't know if I know everything about it, but Miss White will chime in with some needed information, but obviously we have a lot of superlatives each year elected at homecoming, but there are two that stand out above the rest, and that'd be the football queen and the homecoming queen. And me and Miss White both share an interest in our local history and our school history, and it's interesting to look back. The football team had taken a hiatus around 1942 to around 1949. For World War II, like a lot of schools did. And coming back from that hiatus is the first evidence of the title Football Queen, and that was actually in the 1950 yearbook, which would be the fall of 49. Miss Leuna Buford had the title of 1949 Football Queen next to her senior credentials. And there wasn't a formal picture in the yearbook of that, but that was documented that was... She had that rank of superlative. Going on through the next couple years, in the 51 yearbook, there was no evidence of any type of queen at all. In the 52 yearbook, Miss Barbara Williams was labeled the CHS queen, so a little different terminology than football queen or homecoming queen. In 1953 yearbook, which would be the fall of 52, there's a queen with four attendants, like our present-day homecoming queen. But it wasn't until the 55 yearbook that we saw the first evidence of football queen and homecoming queen together. That was the 1955 yearbook, which would be the fall of 1954. And so this will be the 63rd annual homecoming and football queens.
Okay. Do you want to distinguish between those two superlative young ladies?
Yes, the football queen, at least in modern times, and I assume perhaps it was this way over the years, the football queen is the first superlative elected, and it's elected only by the football team. They choose the football queen. After that's been done, there's school-wide voting held for the homecoming queen. The homecoming queen must be a senior girl. The football queen could be any class girl. In the old days, Mr. Watson, you'll remember this, they used to have to be a member of the C Club to be the football queen, and unfortunately that's disbanded over the years.
And I think also if you participate in athletics, cheerleading, things like that you would be eligible.
Absolutely. There's been I always try to remind the boys to not just vote for the prettiest girl, but somebody that at least comes to the games and supports them, and they always make good choices for football queens.
Okay, continue on with our lesson.
Miss White, well, you've done some research concerning the homecoming queen specifically. What have you found out about that and the attendance and floats and different things?
Well, I'm sure those of us that have been around a while have noticed that things are different sometimes. You know, in the old days, as we like to say, there were floats and the homecoming queen and her three attendants, that would be a freshman, a sophomore, and a junior attendant, would ride that float, along with what we called mascots in my day. Originally, according to the 1955 Boatman yearbook, they were called ring bearers and flower girls. So they always had a younger boy and a younger girl to ride the float with them. And the last float, though, for homecoming queens at Salina High School was in 1996, and that was a big change. By that time, there had already been a fourth attendant added, with the senior attendant being added around 1991, and also I might point out, Mr. Watson, I think you shared with me that your memory was that when the 7th and 8th grade were at the Old Salina High School, that those classes had attendance on the float. And also, for some reason, I can't remember, we'd have to ask some administrator back in the day, I was a teacher at the time, but when we stopped having the floats and each attendant started riding a separate car, separate from the queen, escorts were added, male escorts were added. And I mean that in a good way.
I think the one thing that rings true, regardless of what year or what style homecoming we've had, I think it's a community event. And obviously the schools always welcome in the community for all types of activities. But homecoming is probably the biggest community event we have. Back parking lot tomorrow will be full from early morning on with hundreds of people. And the turnout, I'm always just real excited to see the turnout for the parade. Like was mentioned earlier, there will be people who catch it in three different locations sometimes. I think it shows the strength of our community during homecoming week.
certainly does. It's one of those few things that we have that is so continuous, you know. The tradition of homecoming, everybody can relate to.
Okay, and I do know that, you know, a great shout-out to the Clay County High School, and I know it began back with Salina High School, that you don't forget any of our citizens here in the county. I know the thing going over by the nursing home, the folks over there, I know they look forward to this on a yearly basis. Ever so often, someone will ask, you know, I know they'll ask Ms. Paul over, you know, when's the big parade? When's the big parade? And they definitely look forward to this, and they come out and sit out front. Some of them sit out on in the lawn, and if it's hopefully not too hot today for them, they'll probably have some tents for them to sit under and have plenty of liquid nourishment for them. But I know that this is a great day for Clay County High School. It's a great day for the entire county of Clay. And I'd like to appreciate you all for coming by a few minutes, and we'll let you all slip off. And I've got a couple of former queens here that have come back in. Well, they really didn't come back in. They work here. So,
Can I announce the Spirit Wall winners really quickly?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. First place junior class, second place sophomore class, third place freshman class, fourth place senior class. That's just part of our competition. We'll know the overall winner this afternoon.
And what did the junior class do?
The junior class is the football field that you're referencing on the radio this morning.
I believe they probably put 25 or 30 minutes in on that.
At least.
That is some great artwork and looks great. Well, thank y'all for being
here
with us. And let's take a little short break while we rattle the chairs and move some folks in here. And we'll be back just in a minute.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you think insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Trican Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. My scenery has changed since we've been gone. I have three of the former young ladies who were participants in homecoming three years ago, and I think they still have some fairly fresh memories of those days. But before we get to them, we do need to go through our list of folks that are celebrating a birthdays today. We don't have any anniversary folks, and I'll read these off. And In not necessarily any particular order, but I will. The ones that gave us the date that they're celebrating on, we do try to have that down here. And I don't think anyone gave me a name this week other than just it came from family and friends. So these were called in by families and friends of the folks that are celebrating. And we'll begin with Ashley Eisenberg Farrell, who celebrated the birthday this past week, and Anthony Collins, Olita Key, Bertha Sweezy, Vonda Gully, and like I said, these folks, let's see, Olita and John's birthday were on the 17th, and also I've got a couple of names here, and I don't know, these two guys are kind of borderline. They live over on the edge of Kentucky, over around Harlan's Crossroad. I'm going to put their, we ain't going to let them be eligible to win the cake, but that's Brian Hale and his father Ernie. Their birthdays are both today. We can put them in because they both attended Hermitage Springs High School. So they really are Clay Countyans, even though they do live barely across the county line. And then James Clay Hossel, who is celebrating a birthday. And for the folks that called in on James Clay, the other one you called in goes on next week's birthday, so we'll get her on next week. And then also here we have Kai Strong and Harlan Robert Smith. Those are the folks that are celebrating birthdays this week. And you know, this is all made possible by calling 243-5574. And we'll draw a winner out here in a minute. We will fix up a certificate for them over at the Clay County Chamber. And they can go by there and pick that up. And I think they may have to order their birthday cake now because the freezer is still on the blink over there. So I don't know what they're going to do. I spoke to the manager over this morning, and she said she just about gave up on it. Think they may just have to call a backhoe in for it, that they just can't get the thing to work overnight. I think the last time they had it, I don't know, had about 25 or 30 birthday cakes in there and all kinds of treats, ice cream sandwiches, dilly bars, and all those things. And the next morning they had kind of an ice cream stew in the bottom of that thing where it all melted and dripped down. But if you get over there, they'll take care of it and make sure you get one of those great cakes. And as we all know, they are good. Well, ladies, we've got the work out of the way. Who wants to talk about their experiences first?
I'll go first, I guess. I'm Brooke Burchett. My earliest memories were as a child at K-8. I can remember getting really excited all week about going to the end of the road to watch the parade go by. And I'm sitting with Miss Kim Upton and Miss Courtney Cummins. And Miss Kim Upton, I can remember when she was homecoming queen. I was a little bit younger than she was, but I can remember her float was pink, I believe. And I remember Lori Thompson. She had a blue float, I believe. And so I can remember several of those when I was in elementary school at K-8. When we were on break, we were talking about the float. That was a big deal when we were in high school. I was football queen in 1991, so it's been 25 years ago. It's been a while. But I can remember sitting down with Mr. Dayton McLaren, and designing my float. His classes would work with the queens, I guess, designing the floats and building the floats. We worked on them kind of all week at school and after school as well. We'd stay after school and get done what we could. I was in my attic prowling around just a couple nights ago, and I actually found my plans that Mr. Mack had drawn out for my float. So,
yeah, I mean, this, you know, like we talked about, you know, how we basically turned school out that week, but this was it really was a tremendous learning process. Just brought folks in that had never done anything like this before. A lot of the, I mean, I think even some of you young ladies picked up a hammer and hammered a few nails.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
Stressed that chicken wire around through there and got your fingers scratched and bled. So it was a work of blood, sweat, and tears.
And a learning experience. I probably did not even know what chicken wire was until I was a freshman in high school. And we stuffed the little pumps, they call them pumps, that you stuff in the chicken wire.
And I know that the design, and you mentioned all those colors, and the colors was important. Were important, weren't they, girls?
They sure were.
You had to pick out a dress, and a formal evening dress, and then you had to inform all the attendants that were riding with you that they had to match what you had on, didn't it? And as I said a minute ago, being kind of tacky, you guys, that you want to make sure none of them look better than you did on the float. And I know the floats, they were, like I said, they were a tremendous undertaking. And folks that haven't been around those things, I know you see pictures of them folks stuffing them roses in them floats out in Pasadena. They ain't got nothing on us here, what we used to do. And usually, when did the last napkin get stuffed?
1996, but also right before the parade, you're trying to make sure everything is where it's supposed to go.
That's the part I was talking about, because the last napkin usually about the time the tractor hooked up to the wagon.
And between after the day parade, then you'd have to go back and restuff.
And repair.
For the night, yeah. And I remember borrowing a trailer. We had to find our own trailers, and I borrowed mine from Mr. Dennis Smith. So I can remember that was a big deal, trying to find a trailer because we didn't have one.
It was also about the time when farmers started cutting tobacco, wasn't it? And a lot of them didn't want to let you have their wagon or their trailer. Mm-hmm. But like the whole community was involved in this thing. It was just, I mean, everybody cooperated. Now, leading up to the parade, Kim, tell me, give her a little bit of a microphone there and move up a little bit, Kim, and tell us. I know you remember the your anxiety leading up to this, and what was the night itself like for you?
Well, I think nervousness, excitement. I do remember that afternoon after the parade, somebody had run into my float and knocked my letters off, so I think I was kind of occupied with that just a little bit, trying to get that straightened back out.
And the night of during the day, of course, usually it's pretty warm during the day of the parade then, and you did perspire a little bit, and makeup did run a little bit, didn't it? Okay, now, the actual homecoming ceremony, I think the football queen was usually, there was a crowning coronation by the football captains, I believe, and the homecoming queen, was the president of the senior class?
Yeah.
And they did that out at the center field, the football field, in front of about 8 or 10 people, wasn't it?
Our floats went out there, yeah.
There was about 8 or 10 there watching you. No, nobody got nervous, did they?
Not at all.
Courtney, introduce yourself and tell us about the time that you were one of our superlatives.
I'm Courtney Cummins, and I was the homecoming queen in 1998, and we didn't have the float on the trailer like Miss Brooke was talking about. We made a float on the back of the truck, and the attendants rode on separate vehicles, but we still had the chicken wire. And it was just, like you said, a very pleasant experience, lots of community support, lots of support from the faculty of the high school, and just a lot of fun. And I think that the building of the float was just as much fun as any part of the experience.
Okay, and the all of this excitement and all of this, of course, leading up to, as you said, halftime of the football game. And as we said, there's a tremendous crowd here at the old football field. I mean, people just gathered right up nearly where you were at, didn't they? And it just really, how would you describe that experience? I mean, overall, would you want to do it again?
I don't believe so.
What about you, Brooke?
Well, I don't think I'd want to do it again either.
Well, now I picked
you. It was an honor.
Okay, now I picked you two out because I may have had an ulterior motive, maybe. Have y'all been involved in homecoming this year in a personal manner in any way?
Yes.
Kim, have you been? Have you been?
My daughter is football queen this year, Amy Upton. And she also designed the beautiful field and letters that you guys have been talking about that won first place for the junior class.
And I think not at the Clay County High School, but I think maybe Brooke's daughter was involved in a homecoming last week also. She was down at the Salina K-8. So I guess probably good genetic makeup, maybe. Okay, we need to take a little short break here, and we do have to get in a few words from our sponsors. We've got some of those folks that pay for a little bit of time, and we hope that you're listening to this, because they do need your money. They need you to spend your money in Clay County. Quit taking all of it to Cookeville. Spend some of it here in Salina. I know some of our stores are actually have better prices than some of the big box stores over in Cookeville do. So go check out the prices before you go running over there. I know we have a lot of folks that eat around here at nighttime, but of course a lot of folks run over there and they think they got to run over there to eat them a big steak or something or other, and then they got to run to Lowe's or somewhere. I don't want to say brand name. One of them big box stores over there. Like I said, our prices here are pretty much the same or better than most of those over there. Now that I've got my little soapbox in, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. I still have my three young ladies here with me, and I know they are all three members of the faculty here at Clay County High School now, and I may let them talk about that a little bit here in a minute, but ladies, homecoming itself, I know now that a number of years have passed since that time. Do you think that maybe that any type of lasting effect came from that experience for you, that anything that's imprinted on you that you really still remember about those days, something or someone special that happened during that week that you might want to talk about just a little bit? Brooke, what about you? Can you remember any major thing that happened or someone that really went out of their way to help you that week?
Well, that's kind of a hard question. Yeah. But I mentioned earlier working with Mr. Mack, as we called him. That was probably one of my, a memory that stands out to me. Of course, he's passed away now. But just sitting down with him and talking about the float and designing it. That's something that I remember doing.
I'll say this, that during this week that students actually saw their teachers maybe in a different light, where they weren't, in the classroom, everything wasn't structured. They were out there. Some of them had the hammer and the handsaw in their hands working right along beside you guys. And now you're teachers. But you don't get the bill float, so. Brooke, what do you teach here at Clay County High School?
I'm the counselor.
Okay, you're the counselor. And Kim?
Family and Consumer Science.
Family Consumer Science. And Courtney, I believe you're probably in language arts or something.
I am. I teach freshman and English and senior English.
And Courtney, I never did have you in one of my classes. I don't think, did I? I can't remember. But I think you two guys.
I had Miss Faye.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's nearly as good. I hope she's not listening. But ladies, I know, as I said before, apparently the students knew something back in those days because, I mean, today, like I said, we have a guidance counselor, a consumer science teacher, and a language arts teacher. So, you know, there was something even then that made you ladies stand out and made other students around you appreciate you and tell you that you were special that week. And real quickly, who were your attendants?
Well, I was football queen, so we didn't have
no attendants for the football queen. Kim?
Glenda Scott, Valerie Key, Tamara Eats.
Okay, see, notice how I worked, and Courtney?
I had four, and I hope I can remember them. I think it was Leslie West, Sarah Burnett, Holly Walker, and Cherise King.
No, folks, you think it didn't imprint on their minds, but I just threw that at them, and they probably still remember just like it was yesterday.
And one thing we've not mentioned, unless Ms. White, Mr. Strong mentioned it, were the mascots, the little kids that were on the floats. I can remember them coming to school and us voting for the mascots.
That was always a big contest. Mothers brought their youngsters by, and I think the entire student body voted on that. Well, ladies, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and we're going to take a little short break, and we've got a couple of more folks coming in that are going to sit down for a few minutes. We have some much younger queens on today also, and they'll be up just in a second. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is,
More adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Welcome back, everyone. We have changed folks in the seats again. They claim they're nervous and this kind of thing, but they're not, I don't believe. We did have one thing that I heard the ladies that were here before, you know, how these guys probably watch the weather forecast in wintertime looking for snow and hoping for a snow day. They said, you know, you wouldn't believe the anxiety that they went through that entire week. You know, we didn't have all the weather coverage like we've got now. We'd have the weekly forecast and the forecast of rain. They were all scared to death that they were going to get rained out. And I think maybe somewhere along the line we had one homecoming parade that got entirely rained out, and I'm not sure exactly, but they didn't get to be crowned homecoming queen because we had just a complete flood. I do know I was teaching then, and it rained all day long. But it's not going to rain this week, so you girls are going to be ready. You're going to be all dressed up. Well, first off, introduce yourselves to the folks out in Radio Land.
I'm Selena Grace, and I'm the homecoming queen.
And?
I'm Amy Esten, and I'm the football queen.
Okay, now, you got to get close to these microphones, so it's a long way from here out to Moss on the radio. So you got to get real close to the microphone. Okay, homecoming queen, and you have attendance.
Yes, my freshmen are Haley Watson and I think Jake Ashlock. My sophomores are Elizabeth Spivey and B.J. Emerton, and my juniors are Madeline West and Jake Gentry, and my seniors are Bessie Johnson and Matt Ledbetter.
And they ride on cars?
Yes.
And what about you now? Do they still fix the thing on the back of the truck for the, like a float-looking thing on the truck, or are you on a car also?
I'm just on the truck. I don't have a float.
Okay. Well, don't they put something up there and decorate
it? Yeah, I sit
and
on a big crown-looking thing. And
what's behind you?
A crown, my name, and I have flowers in front of me with some hay bales.
So we are turning the truck kind of into a float, aren't we?
Kind
of. Amy, what about the, of course, you don't have any attendance with you, and you are the football queen chosen by?
Football boys.
The football boys. They vote on you, and I guess that's not saying that those aren't very, very important to this celebration, but that's always chosen first because there's no such thing as nominations for that. They all get together, I guess, in a little secret meeting and decide, and look like they did a pretty good job this year.
Thank you.
And look like the student body may have done a pretty good job in their voting this year. Both of you are very lovely young ladies, and of course, we're all looking forward to seeing you when you get fully decked out in those evening gowns and all the makeup on. And Amy and you guys will probably drop your hair down, let your hair down, have it all fixed up. It's going to be a great week for you now. Oh, the wall just fell. One of her signs came loose back here. What's it been like for you this week?
It's been really exciting. This week we've been dressing up and doing all kinds of fun stuff.
Okay. What did you dress up as? I mean, why not? There was a special day.
We've had Hawaiian Day and Pajama Day, Character Day, and today's Spirit Day.
Okay, what? Did you guys do characters?
Yes.
Who were you?
I was Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse?
Yes.
Was there a Mickey Mouse?
No.
No Mickey Mouse?
I tried to get my boyfriend to, and he wouldn't.
Well.
He said no.
So, you're not totally in charge of him yet, then?
I guess not.
Kim? Well, who was your character?
I was on a field trip yesterday. So.
Well, you laid out a day, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you missed part of the fun.
Yeah.
Okay, where were you at on the field trip?
Nashville to David Lipscomb. Well, we were actually learning about doing the yearbook and stuff, so it kind of went along with this.
Oh, you're on the yearbook committee also?
Well, next year.
For next year. Oh, you're just a junior, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And you are a senior, aren't you? I think that's one of the requirements. You must be a senior to be homecoming queen, isn't it? And, well, all right now. leading up to tonight, and what's the parade first? Are you looking forward to the big ride? And
yeah.
Both of you got your smiles all exercised and ready. And are you going to do the Queen Elizabeth wave or Princess Diane wave, Diana wave, or a howdy y'all wave? Which one are you going to use?
I don't know.
Well, this is a howdy y'all.
Probably that one.
Yeah. You like that one better?
Throwing arms around.
And I know then tonight, before the football game, and of course, like we said, this is a big community thing, and I heard there's going to be maybe 150, 200 people here tonight watching this, so no need to be nervous, is there?
Mm-hmm. I guess
not. Well, the actual ceremony tonight, what does that involve? I mean, tomorrow night, excuse me.
They announce our names and we walk out on the field with our, well, I don't have an escort, and you don't either, but.
You walk out to the middle of the field?
Yeah, and we line up, and in the end we all take a picture, and then we take pictures with our family after.
Do they bring you some flowers out?
Yeah, and crowns.
And crowns.
Yeah.
Is there a crowning ceremony?
When we get called, when our names get called off, they'll put the sash on and then give us our flowers, and then we'll be crowned and
right,
stand there and get a few pictures.
And both of you at the same time?
No, she gets crowned first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So she's first on the list.
And I'm last.
But that sounds like it's going to be a fun night, girls. And then next week, you come back and you're just plain old students again, aren't you?
Back to normal.
do you think you can stand the pressure of being plain students again?
Yeah.
Is it nervous, nerve-wracking?
A little bit.
Yeah.
You
getting everything together.
Getting everything together, making sure everything's just right. What about the mommies? Have you driven mommies crazy this week?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, of course, you get to go pick out your new dress. What color is your dress, Miss
Holmes? Mine's white.
White. And mm-hmm. I think yours is supposed to be
black.
Traditionally black for the football queen. That's all. I think that's been a tradition forever, that football queen's in black. And you get to pick your colors and... You have to work on what they tell you to, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Girls, we are drawing near to the end of today's show. Is there anything special that you would like to say about the position you're in right now? Amy, how do you feel right now as football queen?
I'm excited. It's been really fun.
Then I know the homecoming queen, you're feeling toward this. You know, I don't know where you heard all of the traditions and stuff that have been going on here at Salina High School, Clay County High School, for a number of years. And I believe Mr. Trong said this was the 63rd homecoming queen, which makes you number...
63, yeah.
Didn't catch her, did I? I was hoping she'd say four.
Four.
Number 64. But, ladies, it's been a pleasure having you guys here. And let's see, we need to, why don't you all put your heads together? And I've got 11 names on here, and they were read off in no particular order. Put your heads together and pick out a number between 1 and 11. Now, don't do like the lady did up at the courthouse one day. I said, pick me out a number between 1 and 10, and she says 11.
Mm-hmm.
So between 1 and 11, just fight on a number, a good number.
9.
Number 9, James Clay Hossel. You have won the birthday cake for today. And, James, you will need to go by the Clay County Chamber office and pick up a certificate. And now we've got some extra certificates over that haven't been picked up yet, I believe, maybe 5 or 6. And I think we're going to maybe 1 week, maybe next week, try to read off the list that's there and maybe put a... And we're going to say, you know, if you don't come get your cake pretty quick, it's going to get stale. And we'll have to put it back in the freezer and sell it to somebody. So you need to pick your cake up. Your name's been called. And... let's see, we're winding down today, and we've got less than exciting here all at once. I don't know what's happened, but we might ought to maybe stir up a little excitement around here. Does anyone know any way we can get some excitement, some noise on stage? I believe some just slipped in. You girls want to do a cheer? We'll finish the show up with a cheer. So, all right, let's have a big cheer. Ready, set, go!
Bulldog! 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 Bulldog!
Great job, girls. Once again, as we sign off, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again, and hopefully... Oh, well, excuse me. I don't want to quit too early. We'll be cheating our sponsors out a little bit of our time. Okay, let's talk about real quickly before we have to leave. We might let the cheerleaders do another little 30 seconds here or something, but I guess my watch is a little bit off this morning, but we do have a couple more minutes. And remind everyone that there is a football game tonight, too. I believe we are playing Nashville Christian School tonight, I believe, and they are one of the top teams in the state. And here comes Coach Strong up to talk about that just for a second. And
yeah, we're playing tomorrow night, Middle Tennessee Christian School. They are in our region, Region 5A. They're 4-0 right now. They've beat Ezel Harding, Joe Burns, Red Bullen, and Monterey. We're currently 1-3. We've played some tough teams and had some struggles at times, but working hard to improve our performance and take care of business.
Okay, and game time, it will still be the regular time at 7 o'clock.
Yes, sir, 7 o'clock kickoff.
And if you want to see the coronation of these young ladies, you need to get here. Good seats, you may have to get here fairly early this afternoon.
Well, probably. I think Miss White said that ceremony will begin at 6:30, but, you know, usually on homecoming night by 6 o'clock, there's already a pretty good crowd and vying for a good spot to take photographs and things like that.
And looking at the subjects, there may be a couple of good photographs taken tonight, girls, if you give us that same smile tonight that you're showing us right now. But now, I do think with that, we are just about to run out of time today, and this was a new experience for us today here in the cafeteria. It's been very enjoyable. The producer-director hadn't had a heart attack. We kept the drink machine man fairly quiet when he filled the machine up, and we didn't have very many announcements. The bells didn't ring much, and it's great to be here today, and we'll be set up. We may do another special one of these days somewhere or another. I don't know if we can all survive it or not, but once again, we'll see you again next week at this same time, and we'll remind everyone that this will be rebroadcast tonight at 6 o'clock. Maybe we hook up something on the PA system with the radio and play it out over the loudspeakers tonight for a few minutes before game time and before coronation time. But once again, we'll see you next week back from the courthouse, hopefully. Right now, good day.
Bulldog! Bulldog!
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.